It's time for the big interview.
What is going on here? I demand an explanation.
The big names, the big news, the biggest stories, the next big thing. What's the big deal? It's the big interview.
You talking to me?
Who do you think you are?
We have a big show for you tonight.
Your money gives you the big thinkers, top experts, the brightest minds.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
And plenty of time to swim in their brain fluid.
Oh, my.
So listen and learn and enjoy the big interview.
The eyes of the nation are on us right now.
Whatever. Fun will now commence.
And today we're going to be having our fun with Larry Elkin. Larry is the president of Palisades Hudson Financial Group in Scarsdale, New York. If you want more information on the firm, it is PalisadesHudson.com. If you want to follow them on Twitter, it is at Palisades Hudson. And we're going to be talking basically about how you size up money managers and investment advisors in these tricky times, because it's not straight performance and everybody says they go to management help and get advice and hire managers for one thing and then they wind up firing them for something completely different. There's a lot to it in these times, and that's why I'm pleased to welcome Larry Elkin of Palisades Hudson to Money Life. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Glad to be here.
Larry joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Larry. Now, one of the things that I like about the firm that you run is that you've got a really good newsletter that is not the typical, hey, we're taking boilerplate from somebody else and throwing it out at you. It's actually the guys who work for Palisades Hudson driving this stuff. And you, a while back, like near the start of the year, were talking about the makings of a good manager, but you also talked about how to review investment performance from the standpoint of your advisors and your money managers. And these days, I think that's one of the toughest things. People go out there and they say, this is why I want to buy something. And then they look and performance doesn't look good enough. And that's it. They're out. How do people beat that demon? Because they say they're not all about performance, but when it comes time to review things, they're all about performance.
Chuck, the best question to ask yourself in looking at a money manager is not how things looked when the markets were good, but what happened when things looked really, really terrible. What I tell my clients is when things are at their absolute worst, that's when my colleagues and I earn our keep. The fact that the market crashed in 2008, 2009 did not hurt anyone, right? What hurt people is what they did. If they sold, if they panicked, if they suddenly changed direction because they were sure the world was ending, then they locked in their losses and they did real lasting damage. If, on the other hand, they were prepared for what might happen, if their portfolio behaved in a way that was predictable and expected based on the conditions that were out there in the real world, if their manager explained to them that the portfolio was behaving in the way that was expected and that this was something that their plan accommodated, and if they then waited and allowed their investments to recover, as we speak today, they're fine. And that question then gets to, did the manager prepare me for what might happen? Did the portfolio behave as expected? And did I trust myself and my manager well enough to let the plan run its course? And if the answer is yes, you did fine. And if the answer is no, you've got to ask yourself, why not?
Is the real problem that people review performance at the wrong time? Nobody likes doing performance reviews. And again, I was talking about the piece that you wrote in the Sentinel, the Palisades Hudson client newsletter, where you were talking about performance reviews. And it seems to me that on an ordinary day, nobody goes off and says, hey, I wonder how my manager's doing. I wonder how my portfolio's doing. But if the market were to have a meltdown tomorrow, or a flash crash, or a huge problem with Europe that changes things, in the middle of the crisis, in the middle of the heat of the moment, that's when people wonder, am I doing okay? Thus, they look at things at the very worst time.
You're right. People defeat themselves when they manage emotionally, and that's true of the manager himself, who worries about being second-guessed by his clients and suddenly changes strategy and says, okay, it's different this time. It's also a mistake when the investor does that and looks at the portfolio manager in an emotional way. Think of the best sports coaches, the best baseball managers that you can imagine. The one that jumps to my mind is Joe Torre. If you showed me 100 shots of Joe Torre in the dugout watching the game and asked me which times was his team ahead and which times was it behind, I could never tell you. Right? That manager is calm. He doesn't let the conditions of the moment change the long-term strategy, whether it's for that game or for that season. And that's really what the investor should do. There's always going to be a crisis of the moment. If it's not happening now, that just means it's on its way. So understand that the crisis of the moment is coming, but ask yourself whether there's anything that needs to change in your long-term strategy. And if you don't have a reason to change it and you have confidence in the people you've hired to execute that strategy, then just let them go out and perform.
My guest here on Money Life is Larry Elkin. He is the president of Palisades Hudson Financial Group in Scarsdale, New York. If you want more information on the firm, PalisadesHudson.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at Palisades Hudson. Larry, let's bring it down to investments, because obviously on this show, we spend a lot of time talking about investments. And one of the things that sometimes amuses me is the emails I'll get from members of the audience where they say, you know, I can't believe that Joe Expert said to buy this and that. I looked and their performance hasn't been great or what have you. And we're always telling people, listen to the reasons why someone is suggesting it. The one that stuck with me recently was a closed-end fund. It happened that the person was talking about a closed-end fund that I own in my own portfolio. So the audience member missed that, sends the email, says, you know, this fund hasn't done that well. Well, it hasn't, but it had a 6% yield when I bought it. It's had a 6% yield ever since, and it's there for income purposes. How often do you think people buy with one thing in mind, like, here's the reason why you should buy? And then, like I said, I could agree, by the way, if I had been looking at it going, yeah, this performance has been kind of flat. It's nothing to write home about if I was just looking at price appreciation. But in total return, the fund's done exactly what I wanted. How often do people have a disconnect? You buy it for one reason, but you sell it for the other, which is you couldn't look at the whole picture or you couldn't remember why you bought it.
That's why it's important to try to divorce emotion and the situation of the moment from your long-term plans and from how you execute them. What I like about the scenario that you're describing, Chuck, is that you did something for a reason. Now, if it turns out at some point down the line that something has changed, your need for cash flow has changed, or the yield of the underlying security has changed, now you have a reason to make a change, right? And you go in that situation, you go out and you make a change. If, on the other hand, you did something for a reason, say cash flow, and the market price has changed, but you weren't buying something for price appreciation, there is no reason to make a change in the underlying investment. Many of us in America the last few years have watched the values of our houses decline. Did we sell our houses because the value declined?
No.
I hope not.
Absolutely not.
You don't want to. You live in the house because you want to live in the house, right? You hope that in the long term, the value will go up, but even if it doesn't, you still lived where you wanted to live. And any short-term price change is completely irrelevant. That is absolutely as true of an investment in your portfolio as in the place where you sleep at night.
Well, but the problem becomes, you know, your house is a use asset. Your investment in, I don't know, gold or commodities or something else is a diversification or an allocation asset. And when it goes down, you forget that, oh, by the way, you wanted something that was not correlated to the stock market, so that when the market's doing okay, it may not be doing so well, but when the market's doing poorly, it's doing better. People tend to forget that. I mean, you never really forget that you're living in your house. how do you get around that side of things? Because again, I think people buy for the right reason and sell for the wrong.
But diversification is a use. Cash flow is a use. Inflation protection is a use even when inflation isn't going on. I don't buy fire insurance just because I expect a fire, right? In fact, I hope I won't have a fire, but in the event I have a fire, I want the fire insurance. And I don't consider the premiums I've paid for fire insurance to be wasted when I've had no fire. So once again, you do things because you have a use, and whether or not you have hired an investment manager or you're managing your portfolio yourself, it's that manager's job and yours, if you're managing for yourself, it's your manager's job to do things for a reason, to explain what the reason is, and to review periodically to see whether the thing you bought is behaving as expected and whether any of the reasons have changed. And if they have, if all those things are behaving as expected and the situation and objectives haven't changed, then don't make a change. If things have changed, then go ahead and make a change. And if the portfolio manager is not executing a coherent plan or executing as intended, then consider firing the manager, including yourself, if you are that portfolio manager.
That is great advice from Larry Elkin, president of Palisades Hudson Financial Group. And as I said, if you go to their website, palisadeshudson.com, you will find some really good information that will help you, and you don't have to be a Palisades Hudson customer to look at it. Larry Elkin, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life. This was great. I hope you'll come back and chat with us again.
It's been my pleasure, Chuck. I'd be happy to come back anytime.
There is a lot more of Money Life left. Up next, it is our senior focus segment. Bob Powell's not in this week, but my Market Watch colleague, Andrea Coombs, is. We'll be back with that right after these messages. This is Money Life.